기조금몰아까워나밖에내오름이물어까야깜빡한데눈을높은 5, 4
What do you want to start? I feel like you're not ready.
I'm ready.
Why are your eyes all bugged out?
That's just how he was born.
Are you getting off antidepressants too?
Effexor? Oh my god, Effexor.
Tell us, George. Oh my god!
Effexor.
Dead.
What is Effexor?
Effexor is an SSRI.
It's narc.
What does SSRI mean?
It's tasty.
Serotonin. Yeah, it's a reuptake inhibitor, huh?
What would happen to me if I took it?
You would. Please don't ever take it.
Yeah, but I like trying new things.
You would not. I bet you anything it would affect it, because it affected me.
It made you not be able to come? I could come on it a
not
lot.
Not on Zoloft,
okay.
And not on that.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I think I had kind of a problem on Zoloft too, from what I remember.
Does but coming feel good?
Yeah. Feels rad.
Wait, what? What do you
mean? Are you curious about how a girl
That's what I'm like saying. I want to see what a woman, I know what it feels like for a dude to come.
You know what I was really thinking? If I was ever going to kill myself, yeah. I would be masturbating and have a gun next to the bed, and then right as I was orgasming, blow my brains out. Because then I wouldn't. Because then I wouldn't.
But
I'd die so happy. Like, because it's like you reach that like euphoric.
But the reason you can't is because orgasming is just this. It's the few times in your consciousness that you're actually not thinking of anything.
I love it.
Oh, I
wish I
love
could be
that.
Like that. Yeah, all
so
right,
would you
great.
Have the you pulling? You would interrupt your orgasm.
That's true. I would have to have someone else there to pull.
Yeah,
the trigger.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I want to talk about this. You know what I mean? But let me start too. You know,
okay, go ahead.
Orgasming. You know, it's a pure thing. It's God's gift to the world. Is orgasming, and orgasms. You know, Adam and Eve orgasmed.
Mm-hmm.
I read that in the Bible, and then the snake. I don't know if the snake orgasm. Do snakes orgasm? I asked a question on stage the other day. Do squirrels queef? And I did.
And then?
And I worked it out in my head on stage, and I came to a conclusion. So I asked, do squirrels queef? I go, wait a second. They have vaginas, right?
For sure.
Right? Mm.
Little squirrel vaginas.
And exactly. Right? So now, if they get a tiny bubble of air in their little vaginal, the little fuzzy, furry vaginal tubes.
It's not fuzzy on the inside.
It might be.
It's a squirrel.
I like to imagine it is, fur all over.
I just looked it up on Google.
And there's a little...
It's fuzzy inside?
No.
Someone actually wrote that down, by the way. And if in case everyone's wondering, squirrels have fuzzy inside.
Yeah. Also, Brittany, I told you not to fucking say anything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I know. So anyway, does air get stuck? Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably make little queefs that we can't hear through the human ear.
Higher pitch.
Not only that, it's such little air, right, that we might not be able to hear. Like, this is a squirrel right. queef.
Go ahead.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Barely.
Barely, right?
Barely.
And in your head, you might not register it. You're walking by a tree, right? You're walking by, you hear, right? And that could be a leaf coming off of a tree, floating to the ground, like in Forrest the Gump.
Forrest the Gump?
Yeah, remember in Forrest the Gump?
The Forrest the Gump.
It tracks the leaf, and it goes to the retard's foot, and he's on a bench. Yeah, whatever, Forrest, he's not retarded? He is mentally, mentally ill? Mentally
ill?
Not mentally, no, let me just try to get myself out of this hole, right?
You can do it, keep doing it.
He was challenged mentally. And I should not use the word retard anymore. And I won't. That's the last time.
Lesson learned.
All right, let me just say to everyone right now, the F word, when it comes to gays, don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, N word's been off the table for 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. All right? Pan-face gook, people use it.
Still,
it's okay.
It's a free-for-all for that when it comes to Asians. N word, I said. And then, what? Yeah, so anyway, do the countdown. Let's start the show.
10.
5, 4.
Welcome to another episode. That's not good energy. Go ahead. Start from the top.
Five.
It comes from you.
Effexor! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of my and my friend's podcast. I can't say it's just mine because it's not. Mm. We're a band.
Okay.
We're a unit. And I want to say this, okay?
But happy. You're Freddie Mercury. I mean,
I finally somebody said it.
You are Freddie.
Thank you.
Really
you thank you.
Freddie.
And Freddie. You're Brian May.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Oh,
thank you.
Babe,
I
right?
would be Brian May.
You're the bassist, but no one knows the name of that
Damn
guy.
Damn it. I was the drummer.
Right?
Damn it.
And you're the drummer. No one knows the name of that guy. Okay? You're not the drummer. He's cute.
Drummer's
you know what
so
you are,
cute.
Dude? You're that. You know what you are? You're what Michael Myers played. You're like the movie. You know, I mean, the The record exec guy.
Oh.
Or the record exec.
Mike Myers.
Yeah. Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. Yeah.
You said Bohemian Rhapsody was not radio friendly.
Because you're a greasy white.
Yeah. Ew.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so we have, I'm going to introduce people in the room, all right? We have Gilbert Gallone.
Hello, Father.
You're welcome. Bien. We've got my beautiful sunshine flower, Lotus.
Brian May.
Right? Brian May right here. Wow. Right? George. Bryce, who used to be my favorite. He used to be. Have you seen a little distance between us as of late?
He feels it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think that's on you.
Hey.
But let that seep in, though. I love you, though. Okay, still. I love you still. But we have a very special guest, and I'll tell you why she's special to me, okay? I've known her. We've been through some tragedies, right? Mm-hmm. There was a time in the Celeb King's career where I needed help, and this human helped me. Mm. I've known her through a previous guy that she used to date initially. May I say his name?
Sure.
His name's Seth, right? What's his name? No, Josh Myers.
What?
Josh Adam Myers.
Do you even know? The saddest part is Josh, that he lives up the street from us.
Josh Adam Myers.
Seth Myers. Yeah. Yeah, I see Seth Myers. He's super successful, funny, talented. I love it. No, Josh is great.
Yeah. And she just really is. And she's, you know, some people go, well, she's popular on, you know, social media, this and that. That's not it. She really is very skilled in comedy. She really legitimately
Bobby
is.
And I actually always talk about
I always talk about you. Yes. And I always say that. And we also said there is, don't let her age, because I'm going to give you an example of who we think you are or you could be. I think you could be like Joan Rivers.
Everyone says that. Mm.
Because there's something, no, but it's not because of her look. Okay. There's something about
the plastic surgery. Like Joan Rivers.
Exactly.
No, but your cadence, face, don't move.
Your cadence when we were on your show, right?
Yeah.
And I think I've always, but anyway, let's say her name so she can talk, all right? Even though she has talked. Brittany Furlan, everybody, clap her hands, okay?
And yeah, don't forget Nina.
And Nina, the dog. Look at how cute that dog is. What a great dog.
So calm.
She's barking so you guys pay attention to her.
Oh, hi.
Look at me.
You know, we don't eat dogs like that in Korea.
Thank God.
Okay?
You are you sure nobody in Korea does? Can you speak for all Koreans?
I don't know. Maybe there is like
one
a poor
really
guy.
One really old Korean who lives in a mountain and just eats dogs. He just eats like Cocker Spaniels, like really cute ones. Just evil.
Yeah. No, I think we eat bigger ones than that. But but also, I think the world is changing. I don't think I think Asian countries in general are moving away from that.
You know, the Yulin Dog Meat Festival still kills
That's what
10,000 dogs a year.
Awesome. I'm so glad you said that, Brittany, because... Yeah. Looking at those, if you believe in animals and you want to be friends with them, there are things going on in the world that we must, as a society, stop. And I know it's different lands, but Yulin.
It's fucked up.
It's not
even like rooted in culture or tradition. I think what I read was it's a recent thing that they started, or at least in the last like 20 years. It's not something that they can defend and say, oh, you know, this is something we've been doing since the Ming Dynasty.
Yeah. It's not. It's like weird. It was, I watch fucked up videos on it all the time because all these, you know, animal support groups I follow, and they'll post the videos and they're like, it's like beating the dogs like and ripping their skin off while they're alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They say
yeah.
like the pain makes the meat taste better.
God.
It's so fucked. Like as a human being, you're watching it just going like, how are you also a human being doing this? Like,
you
must not be a human being because like who could do that? Like you're hearing them cry and scream. And you're like, oh my God. But I guess people say the same thing like with cows and stuff. Like, you know, they're like, oh, well, you guys fucking kill cows, you know, and we kill chickens and we kill pigs and like, how is it the same? You know, how is it any different? But
I will say though that when I was growing up in the Philippines, I was a little desensitized to that, to those cries and those screams. I grew up always hearing the sound of pig dying.
Yeah.
At every like, for instance, like family gatherings and whatnot, it was just a thing that we roasted a whole pig, right? Mm-hmm. So even though you feel like, like I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. You just hear it so much that it wasn't until I lived here and wasn't exposed to that I became sensitive to it.
Yeah.
Because you do just get desensitized because you're just like, okay, well, that's just culturally what you hear in the as ambient sound.
Yeah. Carlos Mencia flew me to Honduras.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, bro, check out where I grew up, bro. Right? So, okay. People have heard the story. Mm-hmm. But one morning he goes, because there's no electricity in this village that we're at.
Are you sure it was Honduras and not El Salvador?
It was yeah, of course.
Because I found have a map. Like a really old ticket, like a plane ticket stub of you traveling to El Salvador.
I've been to El Salvador as well.
I was like really impressed.
Yeah, I've been
like,
everywhere. Right. Okay.
Whoa, well-traveled.
Yeah, I'm needed.
All right.
The Slep King needs to be out there preaching the message.
Latin America.
Right? So one morning, 5 a.m, Carlos wakes me up and goes, hey, bro, you want to see us kill the pig?
Aww.
And I've never seen, you know, I've never seen.
You just woke up, you still have crusties in your eyes.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Welcome, good morning. You want to see some death? You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But I thought it was going
to
be
come
like
to the slaughter.
They're going to put like a little mask on him, right? Yeah. Put a little, you know, a little poison, and he's going to drift to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, you thought it was going to be like euthanasia?
Yeah.
A whole courtroom watching.
Yeah, because I could have done it. I feel like I could have done it a little bit more civil.
Yeah.
Get morphine. Right?
You walk out the morphine. Pigs in like an electric shock chair.
Yeah. Oh.
So sad.
So they hang this pig upside down.
What?
Yeah. Right? And then they stick, I don't know what implement, but into the neck.
To bleed it slowly.
To bleed it slowly.
Yeah. They do, and they it makes use that
this,
to cook
it makes a noise. At first, it does a...
I don't want to hear that. Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm already doing
it. To hear it.
Yeah. I'm already doing it.
Just as an acting scenario. Yeah.
This might come out wrong, right? So this is...
Kalila, brace yourself.
Yeah, for like an hour.
For like an hour? It's
yeah.
It's suffering for an hour?
Right.
Yeah, that's actually how it was for me, because they use the blood in
Dinuguan.
So it dies slowly?
It's a soup.
It's a horrible...
It's delicious,
horrible
that way, though. The bacon's far more crunchier. When you do it, I don't know. No, I guess that's how they do it, but... So I didn't eat bacon or any pork for a year after that.
Oh.
But you stood there and watched it till it died?
No, I think I went back to sleep. I think
like,
it is.
Oh, cool, you're killing a pig. No, like, chill, I'm going to go catch some more Z's.
I was half awake. I was like, and it was doing it, and I was just kind of like, oh, I'd rather be sleeping.
Yeah.
Wow. Watching this.
That is so disturbing.
Disturbing.
Really disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
No thank you. And I, yeah.
Ass.
Me too.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. And I was like the other I was going to call them China meats.
Oh my God.
You could say that.
Chinamen, the Chinese people, right? Before I met Kalila.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like animals.
You didn't like animals?
That's so hard to
believe. I went to Yulin. I went to all the restaurants there. I hated it. I hate dogs back then. But she...
You really did go to...
No,
oh, my God. I was like...
Someone's going to cut that clip out.
Yeah. Excuse me, but we are leaving. Yeah.
I didn't go to... No. But she had a kitten. And that's my first... Ming, we still have her. And that was my first introduction to the animal.
And what made... Like, ever? You never had a pet before that?
We did, but...
You ate it.
No. But Buddha... We had a Rottweiler named Buddha.
Aww.
For 2 weeks. And then I go, Dad, where's Buddha? He's in the truck. In a truck. I go out into the fucking driveway. Our pool man has Buddha in the back, the pickup. And they just drive away. And I go, bye, Buddha. I was a kid.
Oh,
tears, bye.
Your dad gave
him. And he goes, I don't like him. So the pool guy, he said, I go take. I go, yeah, but that's my dog.
You're like, I loved him. Was he a puppy?
Yeah.
Oh, your parents didn't like him.
And I prayed that my dad would get a stroke.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and then like 3 years ago, he got one.
No way.
But it was like
God was delayed. He's like, oh, I can't remember this stroke, Bobby Leah.
Now.
Okay, all right, so we're going to get to this now.
You think God has like...
I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Because I used to want to die. I used to pray for death all the time. Now I feel like I'm dying all the time. And I'm like, God damn it. It was from when I was like 12 when I used to like pray to die.
Yeah.
It catches up later. Yeah. He's on a delay up there. Yeah.
But how are you... I mean, were you born depressed, you think?
No. I went through like really crazy shit. I think I would be totally normal if I didn't go through what I went through. I think I'd be totally... Not to say that people who have depression and anxiety aren't normal, but I think that... I have panic attacks, so it's not like really as much depression as it is anxiety. Like, I out of nowhere I will like I can sometimes feel myself like leaving myself and like be like, oh my God, I, like it's almost like you're sitting outside of yourself and watching everything happen. And you're like, holy shit, I'm alive. Or like you feel yourself sitting in your body and like looking at your hands and like.
It's like a hyper awareness.
Yeah. It's and almost like
you keep looking at your hand so long that it doesn't become, it's not yours.
Yeah. It's not your hand. You're looking like, at it over, like it doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. And that's without drugs.
What do you mean? You look at your own hand.
Yeah.
I think a lot of anxious people are, they check in too much.
Like, yeah.
My problem is overthink. I check in with my breathing.
Yep.
How am I breathing? And all of a sudden I start hyperventilating because I'm overthinking about my breathing.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Or I'm looking at something so silly. Or like the word beat, B-E-E-T,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I keep saying beet, beet, beet. And it no longer becomes a word or a fucking vegetable. It's something that I've overanalyzed in my head. And I'm like, that doesn't sound, it's, and it's also, it starts to freak me out.
Yeah, we
it's something
think
so
too much.
Dumb like that.
We'll overthink everything. So like the best thing we can do is distract ourselves constantly. And like, it's really hard. Like I was just telling you, like I'm weaning off of antidepressants.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now,
yeah.
So it's like terrible.
Well, when did you stop?
I'm not done. I was on like 150 milligrams of Effexor a couple years ago. Then I got myself to 75 milligrams and now I'm at 37.5 and I took Prozac to help me wean down off of that. And now I'm just at 37.5 with no Prozac and I feel like I'm on drugs, which is crazy because it's just my brain freaking out because I'm not getting as much serotonin as I was before. Uh-huh. So my brain's like, what are we doing? Are we happy? Are we sad? Who knows? Like, it's like, yeah. My brain's just freaking the fuck out. My brain's like, blah, blah, like making all these like weird
things. Here's your water, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like, and I just like, it's weird. Like you just feel like you're fucked up and it's like, you're not fucked up. Like I don't need to do any drugs ever again in my life because I know what it's like. I just feel crazy fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucks. And then I'm not even completely off. Like when I'm completely off the 37.5, then I'm going to be really going through it.
Yeah.
So I can still come here and do this today because I'm still on the tiny bit of Effexor that's like pushing me through. But
I think I knew because I knew that piece of information.
Yeah.
Like, let's get her before she completely.
Yeah, before she breaks off.
Wait, if you would have done this Wednesday, then it would have been weird.
No.
Well, actually, next week it would have been weird.
Because
I'm starting. Have you heard of TMS? Did I tell you about TMS therapy?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
So I'm doing this thing called TMS, which is transcranial magnetic stimulation.
What?
And it's this new thing.
I read about it.
It's new. Did you really?
No.
Oh, I was like, damn, Bobby's so enlightened. Yeah. Like, not only
what is
in
it?
Comedy, but the medical field. It's they put this big helmet on your head and
like Magneto.
Like Magneto.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if Magneto had like a lot of mental health issues, like
he does.
So you put this on your head and like there's part of your brain, I forget which side. One side's depression, one side's anxiety, and the middle is OCD. So they send magnetic impulses through to your brain and they test it to hit the right spot because your finger will move if it's like anxiety and if it's depression your foot will move or something like that. It's like a weird thing. That's how they test it. And then they shock your brain like for like 40 minutes and it apparently fixes your brain. Like it like not fixes but it like helps you be okay without antidepressants.
It's like lobotomy has come a long way.
It's like basically electric shock therapy but like new electric shock therapy where you don't have to have a seizure and like be bound to a bed.
You've seen electric shock therapy.
All this stuff.
Is this a modern phenomenon or did, let me just, I want to be clear about my question. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, when I lean forward,
no, it means it's all
I'm,
good. Like,
I'm trying to, because I'm so dumb, I'm trying to absorb, right?
I love
so is this one of those situations where, you know, do people have these mental, you know,
they are problems.
Yeah, problems. Totally mental problems.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years ago, like back in like pioneer days.
Absolutely.
And back then, what would happen to them? They would just.
They didn't have a name to it, so they probably just marked you off as crazy.
They'd be like, oh, she's possessed by a devil.
Oh, that's the witches. Like,
witchcraft.
Yeah. Like witchcraft.
They would exorcise you. They'd be like, you have a demon inside of you. Let me get. Like, I even had some guy write to me, and he like sent me this weird like YouTube video about, he's like, there's demons from another universe that are trying to fuck with you. Don't let them in. Here's a video on how to avoid it. And I was like, what the fuck? And it's basically like this video where like, it's like a person, and it shows like that there's like several realms to reality, and if like a darkness from another realm is trying to fuck with you, that's what the sensitivity is and the anxiety.
Oh,
it's really weird. There's so many weird.
Too far off from
so Constantine is real.
Yeah.
Constantine is real,
dude. I think
Keanu Reeves.
I believe in
you believe in that shit.
Yeah, I do. I don't know if I believe in like. I definitely believe in heaven and hell for sure. Like, I definitely believe in demons and like weird shit because I've just seen
an experience.
Well, I've had real life ghost experiences.
Oh, really?
Like crazy shit. Where I did not believe in ghosts. Everyone listening to this is like, I'm not listening to this girl. Well, she's getting off medication.
Talked about not believing it because it's never happened.
Well, you always said that you're like unsure, right?
Listen, I've seen things where I thought I saw something.
Yeah.
When you were younger in that one.
Can you turn this up? Right? Because I don't know if I can hear myself or something.
How do you explain your parents' house? The thing where you...
Okay, so where I was possessed and I ran into the pool? Is that what part? That when one. I was possessed by the devil?
You and your brother saw.
Well, that could be easily, you know, like maybe I didn't sleep well and I was just... I don't know. I had some sort of manic episode.
Do you remember it?
I do, yeah.
You remember it? Do you remember...
I feel like I couldn't move and I felt like an evil presence inside me.
Were you sleeping or were you...
I was mid-sleep, mid-awake.
Oh, were you walking?
It's night terror.
Or were you laying on your back?
I was walking. Yeah, it got to the point where I was walking but still in the dream.
Oh.
Right?
That's not sleep paralysis then.
Yeah, in my head I'm like, you gotta figure this out.
You're sleepwalking? Because
you're gonna die. You know, so I forced myself to jump into the swimming pool. And I had clothes on, everything. I jumped in the swimming pool, I woke up and it was gone. But is that ghost or?
I don't know. You know, sometimes I think it is. Like, that's what's weird is, like, I kind of believe it. Like, last night, actually, I was having a dream where in my dream, I was like, all this bad shit was happening. And I was sitting in my dream going, you're fucking dreaming. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. And I kept telling myself to wake up. But then, like, I couldn't wake up. I was trapped in the dream. And I was walking around having to live my life in this dream. And my dream kept trying to convince me that I was awake and that this was my reality and that I was, like, dying. And, like, it was awful. And then finally, like, my husband turned on the TV or something and it pulled me out of it. So now, like, the way to, like, avoid that is to sleep with, like, a white noise. Like, sleep with, like,
I love brown noise, pink, all that noise and shit.
All the colors.
Black noise, any kind of noise that's specific for you.
Just
listen to anything, like waves or something, it'll keep you from having that happen.
Now, your husband is Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
I have a question. I don't know. I mean, I love him.
Yeah.
And I have a question that I just thought that I've been thinking about, and maybe it's rude, but
does he
have tattoos on his dick?
No.
Okay, it's pierced, all I want to know. Though. It is?
Yeah.
On the head part?
No, underneath. Like, it's like, this is the dick, right? Like, this is the dick.
Yeah.
It's huge. Like, this is actual size, too.
Wow.
So
all right, listen, everyone. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, right? This is a dick.
Okay, look at it right there. Right there. So this is the underside of the dick, and there's a barbell going through here.
The vast deference.
I don't know what that means, but
isn't it? There's like a little, there's a, like a bar
with little balls on the ends.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna do a tattoo of like the Hitler's mustache on my dick.
So when it gets
erect, it looks like, you know what I mean?
Put the arm down. Put the arm down.
Yeah, what? No, that's just a joke. I'm not saying. But when he gets erect, you know, he does this, right? You know.
Oh my God! Hasidic Jew audiences unsubscribe.
You want to put just the mustache?
Yeah.
So you're gonna put,
you know how people do the mustache,
a tattoo
like
of hair onto hair.
You have a hairy dick?
On the shaft.
Well, he has some.
Give me
hair
a piece of paper.
Bang.
Give me a piece of paper.
So where exactly are you?
I'm gonna show
it
you. I'm gonna show you. Okay?
You don't shave your balls.
I'm gonna show you. Okay.
Drawing
only, like,
time.
Once a year.
Really?
Yeah. I shaved it. You want to see? I shaved it.
No.
Last night.
No. She's a no.
Right here. See?
Ooh.
Wow, that's nice and smooth looking.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you what I mean about this Hitler mustache thing, okay?
I feel like
and it'd be kind of like the head of the dick would be the hat, so you don't even need a hat because it kind of looks like a hat already, right? Yeah.
Right.
So it's like perfect.
Well, you don't have to draw anything else.
Nina, are you having a good time?
Uh-huh. Nina, look at this drawing. This is very important.
Nina.
You know how to draw a dick.
Yes, I do.
Why are you hiding it?
It's a triangle. I'm like, have you seen a dick before? Right,
a vagina.
These are my ass cheeks
right here. Oh my God, you made it.
That's
so
my belly
small.
Button, and this is my. These are my legs.
Your thighs are huge.
Yeah, my
thighs. Why are your thighs so big?
Because I crunch.
Like
I crunch.
I know.
Right. So if you look at this, and then right the Hitler, it's right there.
Okay.
The mustache, that little line right there.
Yeah, you did it small, but I get it. Yeah.
Oh, let me zoom in then.
Can you do a?
Yeah, let me zoom. Let me zoom in. Let me zoom in.
I thought that was a vagina.
You're all going like this.
Let me zoom in. Yeah. All right. Maybe I should put a mouth here. Yeah, Hitler's mouth like this.
Okay.
Would you get the mouth too, or just the mustache?
Oh, you're putting eyes too now?
Yeah.
Oh, eyes.
Maybe just something like that.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
That could also be Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. I don't know if I would definitely think that was Hitler.
That's I'm not an artist.
There goes your Nazi dream.
Not an artist.
Nazi dream. Oh my God.
No, when you look at your, like, you know, because I'll look at Kalila sometimes in the middle of the night.
Aww.
No, not in a positive way. Like I could smash her face. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Just smash her. You know what I mean? Her head into the pillow. But I don't do it because I love you so much. You know? But it's a gut thing where I go.
It's a gut thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, when you look at your Tommy in the night, in your head, because I know you're married, you're in love, though. I know, right?
Yeah.
Is it weird though? Because it's like for me. Like he is, it's like me if I married Snoop Dogg or, right? Like if I married Snoop Dogg, right?
Yeah.
And at 3 a.m, like I'm sleeping and I look at Snoop and Snoop's sleeping, you know what I mean? You know? What's that song? Bark, bark, bark. What was that song?
Bark, bark.
It was a song that he did. What is his favorite song?
A bark, bark, bark.
Yeah, bark, bark, bark. Yeah, that's it.
California.
All bark, right. Bark. I fucked it up. I have no skills.
Oh my God.
But if I looked at Snoop Dogg, in my head, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm married to Snoop Dogg.
That goes away quickly.
That does go away so fast.
Yeah. It does.
I think, like, the first couple times I slept over, I, like, was weirded out and was like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe this. Oh, my God. But then, like, I was like, no. Like, it just kind of goes away pretty quickly, too.
How long before you spent the night or slept over?
Oh, my God. We literally, like, I think I slept over the first night. Or I stayed until like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then we just stayed together ever since that. He was just like, come over the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. We just kept hanging out. That's I moved in after 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you meet?
We met, he messaged me online and was like, hey.
What, on Tinder or where?
It was on like this, like, Raya? I hate saying this. Yeah.
Is it Raya?
It was Raya.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, look at George nodding his head.
You're never going to.
He's on Raya.
He's on Raya. Oh,
that's how you met
the And he swiped left on the Demi Moore's daughter.
Yeah.
All right.
Rumor Tommy.
She's great.
I think she's cute.
She is.
She's
but it was really an accident cute. That he accidentally Aww. Swiped.
He panicked.
Aww. Well.
Okay, so you match with him on Raya.
Right.
And in your head, you're like, were you excited or?
I was like, actually, at first, I matched with him because, I mean, like, I've always liked him and I've always liked his music and stuff like that. And then, like, I think I told one of my friends and they were like, oh, my God, why'd you match with him? Like, you're like, be careful. He's fucked everyone. Like, he's probably got like, a lot of diseases. I'm like, be careful, girl. Like,
it's not with your friend's mouth.
He's got way too much lip injection. He's like, listen, girl, you're going to take advice from someone. It's me, okay? Like, first of all, don't go hooking up with rock stars because they fuck everything that walks, okay? Yeah. Everything with a warm, cavernous place. So all my friends were like, oh, my God. God, ew, what are you doing? And then, like, we kept messaging back and forth, and he was, like, living in Calabasas, and he was like, come over, and I was like, it's kind of far, you know, and I lived in West Hollywood, so I kept blowing it off, and then he was at Pride, he was playing drums for this artist, Brooke Candy, and I was there doing, like, some brand deal shit, and he was backstage, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and he was like, oh my God, and we, like, hugged, because we'd been texting, but we never, like, hung out,
wow.
And then he, like, held my hand, and then just never let go.
Oh.
Since. It's really sweet.
Sounds like a song.
We fell in love right away.
That's
it was
great.
Really bad. I know. It was kind of funny, though, because his friend, I think, was trying to hook him up with that girl that he was playing drums with, and, like, I just, like, ruined everything. She was, like, he was like, Brooke, this is Britney. She was like, oh. She was like, great. Like, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I look stupid. I had like a big, like, clown wig on with like my tits out, you know? It was weird. It was a weird outfit. Like, I don't know why he liked me, but.
But I love the fact that, you know, he grabbed your hand.
He did. He grabbed my hand right away. It was like kind of sweaty because I'm nervous. And, like,
wow.
He just squeezed it tight and the water just dripped through our fingers and he just held it tight anyway. Yeah. It was really, really true love. Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's such a good guy. That's the thing. Like, and all my friends that were little shit talkers, they were like, oh my God, he's so cool and he's so nice and we love him now. I'm like, oh, thanks a lot, Christine. Like, where were you when I was fucking trying to do this? You know, like, it's so weird. Yeah, now they're all supportive.
Because when you said that he almost came here, right?
Yeah,
I was excited because I don't, honestly, like, I would just be just. I would be so nice to him, and I'm a big fan, and I know that him and I would get along.
You totally would. You guys have to come over sometime.
You're gonna.
He's so nice. He was like, I'm gonna come, but is that weird? He's like, you didn't tell them, and like, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets like, he like hates coming to Hollywood. He fucking hates Hollywood. He's like, wants to move to Mars, so
yeah.
He's like, over Hollywood, like.
But you guys are way out there. What is there to do out there?
Nothing.
I mean, like, at nights, do you get hungry?
Yeah, there's like four restaurants, and we've, like, eaten at all of them. Like, it's kind
but
of,
But they
like,
do have
crazy.
Late night spots, then.
They're not late night. No, like, if you have Postmates, yeah. Like, you can Postmates from, like, Woodland Hills. But, like, that's, yeah, it's not great. But he cooks. Like, he made us dinner tonight. He's, like, an amazing chef.
Yeah.
Like, and a crazy chef, which is great. Like, I'm like, all right, well, you do everything, then. You know what I mean? Like,
he doesn't have any kids from previous marriages?
He does. He has two boys with Pamela. They're like older. Pamela Anderson. Hilarious. Yeah, he has two really handsome boys, and they're 21 and 23.
Oh, they must be cute.
They're so handsome. Yeah. Like, they're so cute. Yeah.
What do they call you?
Brittany. It's probably weird for them because I'm like only 32, and they're like, you know, like 10 years or so younger than me. But they're really cool. They're like chill. They're not like, you know, annoying.
So, what I wanted to ask, I wanted to thank you about, because I said that you had helped me. Here's what had happened.
Aww.
After Mad TV, a couple years went by. I've said this before, and my agents were like, you have to try to change. Like, you don't have an Instagram or Twitter, which I didn't. Mm-hmm. I remember Will Sasso.
Yeah, on Vine. Will was big on the lemon thing.
Yeah, but Sasso and D'Elia brought me to that Coffee Bean. And they made my Instagram and Twitter there.
Mm-hmm.
They did it for you.
Yeah, because I had no idea what it was.
Oh.
Right?
So they just made it like Bobby Lee's dick is small. You're like, oh, thanks, guys. Yeah.
Just like, and they were talking to me about Vine, so I downloaded that too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm like, well, who's big on Vine?
And they're like, and Chris is like, I fucking hate that bitch, but she's big. Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah. Oh
no.
My God. Really?
Okay. No.
I always feel like he hates me.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay, good.
And the thing is that at first when I did, before I did, I thought, this is, you know.
Cheesy.
Not cheesy, but it's like, I feel uncomfortable about it.
Yeah.
But the thing is when I did it with you, right, I got it.
It's fun.
I got why it's fun, right? I got why people like you.
Aww.
And we did a couple of things. We did that thing where I was going down on you and there are cobwebs in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we did one in Little Tokyo. Do you remember that?
The one he did in Tokyo was so fucked up hilarious.
Yeah.
He was running around. We went all the way downtown.
To
Little Tokyo. And Bobby goes, I just made sure there's a bunch of people around. And I was like, go. And he ran through Little Tokyo, all the Asians, and was like, Godzilla! Godzilla! And was like, screaming, and everyone was like, oh, oh,
she was in the Godzilla outfit.
Yeah. And I was running after him in the Godzilla outfit. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
And then what ended up happening is one of the shop owners who I know, right? He goes, hey, I know you shop a lot in my store. I go, yeah. He goes, you're too loud.
Oh, did he really?
Said that to me. That's why I left. I never told you that.
Oh my gosh.
But because you wanted to do more.
Yes.
You go, let's do more. I made an excuse.
Yeah, you're like, I got to go. I have diarrhea. I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah, I always do that.
Yeah, I was like, okay, weird, but okay.
I use diarrhea.
Understandable.
Right? So you really helped me out there.
Thanks, that was really fun. Did I tell you what happened after that though?
No.
After you left, I was like, well, I should shoot some more stuff because I just might as well kill some time. So I started hiding behind shit, jumping out and scaring Asian people. And this one little old Asian man was with a walker, and I didn't even know.
God.
And my friend was like, he's coming, he's coming. Ready? Because my friend would point to me across the way when to go. And he pointed at me, and I jumped up and I scared him. And he was like, and he fell backwards.
Yeah.
And then all these like people, all these Asians came, and then I thought they were going to kill me like the Yulin Dog Festival. So I got I ran out of there in the Godzilla costume.
So you're still running.
I think that'd be that'd be a good movie idea.
Yo, it was fucked up.
Wait, what?
She's a prankster, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's doing that Godzilla thing.
Oh, the opening sequence.
Right, the opening sequence of this movie, right?
Yeah.
She does a prank, and to an old Asian man, he dies.
That's how bad it was. You have to travel to Asia and make amends with his entire family there, and you have to get like cultured and immerse yourself into that
something
experience.
Like that.
I gotta like pray to his weird gods and like sacrifice and bleed out into a small dish. Like, I guess.
What?
I don't know. Like,
that's what you think of Japanese.
Yeah. I mean, haven't you ever seen, what was that movie where the Japanese woods, where they're haunted?
Oh, like, yeah. That's a real place.
I know.
What's that?
Suicide Forest.
Suicide Forest, yeah.
That movie on that was fucked up.
I didn't watch the movie.
Dude, it's fucked up. Yeah.
Would you sleep in, would you camp in Suicide Forest with me, you think?
I would, with somebody else. I'm not scared if I'm with someone.
You would just do it with me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool.
I would.
For some reason, cemeteries and things like that don't scare me.
I used to sleep in cemeteries as a little girl.
Cemeteries are very, like, there's something very cathartic about being there.
Yep.
But churches freak me out.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I think, like.
Like when you go into the church?
Yeah, that's where I think souls actually swim around and fly around.
Really?
Yeah, I feel it there. Like, it feels.
I think they're in the, I think they hang out, like. I think they're kind of always around, but I think like, I could feel them sometimes at the cemetery.
Really?
Because
sure. I feel like that's just where the vessel is laid to rest. But I don't think that they wander. Because they're like, why the fuck are we all here?
Hanging out here, yeah. I think they kind of like, if someone's near them, like if they if a human's near their grave, they'll probably come back and be like, what's up? You knocked?
What up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird.
And they don't like, get to choose their neighbors. Imagine that. Like getting a plot for your family and you're like, I don't want to be next to Raul to my right.
It's so weird. You're racist. Like, so weird.
Well, how do you know what race Raul is?
Yeah, but we're dead. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
You think our ghosts are hanging out there? Hey, Raul, I'm going to be seeing you for the rest of my eternity.
Let's talk about Raul Castro, babe. Come on.
What? Oh, you hate his face so much.
Who?
Who?
Oh, this was thinking of Julian Castro.
Oh, no. The presidential nominee.
She hates his face.
I didn't say that. Don't say that out
loud. I mean,
loud.
She supports you and your policies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I had a Christian roommate by the name of Alex, and he used to, he yelled at me once because he goes, you know, you're making me sin.
Oh, God.
I go, why? Because you leave your Hustler magazines out.
Oh.
Right? And I go, just don't jerk off to him, bro. Right?
Yeah.
And he goes, he wouldn't talk to me for days. So, because he would leave his Bible out. I knew he was coming home.
Oh my God.
So I had the Bible and I was jerking off, to, like pretending to jerk off to the Bible.
That's funny.
And I go, why'd you leave this? Right?
You're making me sin.
Yeah, yeah. And that prompted him to really get on his hands and knees and beg me to, he needed to save my soul.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Right. So he goes,
I thought
Tuesday.
You were like the Antichrist.
Yeah, he goes, Tuesday, I have a youth group. Where did I go to? On Genter and Draper at some church.
Uh-huh.
And look at number one, I was 20 years old.
This is in college?
No, this is, I never went to college.
Okay.
I was just in my 20s.
In LA?
Early San Diego.
In San Diego.
Oh.
And he used to live five people in a 3-bedroom like house.
Oh, God.
And Alex had the main room. And Alex, one night, takes me to church. Now, I don't know what goes on in churches, but as soon as I walked in, all I know is, it's one of those churches where they do the thing where they're singing and then some guy just goes into a jog.
What?
Yeah, he'll just start jogging.
What?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, because he's so possessed by it.
That's a Michael Jackson move.
Right? And then he sits down and then the preacher comes and he starts speaking in tongues.
What?
Yeah, and the whole group, they touch my head.
What?
Yeah.
This really happened?
Yeah, and they start speaking, you know what I mean, and speaking in tongues, right? And I remember hands on me, and I lifted their hands up like this to get the fuck out of there. So I had the hands on my head, and I go.
He brought you.
And I did the move, and I ran out of there.
So they thought
you like
you
pretended
were,
you were into it, but ran you like, out ran out the door.
And I remember like Alex moving out of the house 2 months after that. It was he did also the that you know that orange what's that drink that people Sunny D
Sunny Delight.
Delight
Sunny Delight
yeah.
Love it.
He always had Sunny Delight.
Oh, I love Sunny D. It's not even orange juice. It's just
it's not,
orange
it's
sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah.
So good.
But as a young man, I needed
it. It's the best. I know. It's like a life source when you're younger, yeah.
So one day he goes, bro, stop drinking my Sunny Delight. Like, I'm not drinking not Sunny Delight. He goes, I know you. You've been drinking my Sunny Delight.
You're like, no, I only drink green tea.
Green tea. Yeah, yeah. So this fool, this is what this fool did. Let's see, this is the Sunny Delight.
Oh,
he
no.
marked it?
He marked the line on the cap.
He marked it.
Oh.
Wow.
Right? So he marked it where he last left it. But I drank it
and
filled it with water. But by the time, a week later, it was all water.
That's so funny.
It was just white.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Well, that explains his like hyper-religious ways then. Because that right there, that's some mentally ill.
Bro, stop drinking my Sunny D. Oh, if you were really godly, you'd believe in sharing, okay?
Yeah, right, yeah,
How godly are you? I'm poor.
Yeah. But do you remember when you're poor, like you're poor and with roommates, and then the kind of arguments you would have?
Oh, God.
It's dumb.
Like even in LA, like.
I had a psycho room. But my roommates weren't psycho to me. They were psycho to each other. Mm. Like my roommate would like always put her shit in Tupperware, and like she'd be like, who opened my Tupperware? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Someone opened my fucking Tupperware. I was like, dude, I don't touch your Tupperware. Chill. Like,
I could never live with someone like that.
Yeah, they're crazy. I just like would eat in my room by myself.
Yeah.
Well, remember when you'd be so poor? Like, I remember my sister and I would go to Albertsons when we were living in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do the self-checkout.
Yeah, and just steal half
just
the shit.
Just big blocks of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. But we would come in with like fake groceries from another store.
Yeah.
So that we could sort of explain why. Oh, no, we already had that before because we came from the Ralphs across the street.
Wow, that's smart.
So we'd fill it up with like shrimp crackers to make the bag look like there was liquid on it.
Yeah.
And then we would just throw the stuff into the Ralphs bag.
Oh, yeah. That's smart.
And then they'd be, I know we would be shopped over there already. But I mean, obviously, you know, if you did it a couple times.
Yeah.
But we got that big government cheese.
You got government cheese?
Yeah, from Albertson.
Can you melt it?
Just shaped like Bill Clinton. And you're like, this looks great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're poor college kid.
Can you melt it though?
I mean, yes, Bobby. It's just like big blocks of cheddar.
Yeah, cheese is great. I love cheese.
My roommate Callisto and I were so poor. He would get the phone bill. Callisto would get the phone bill and get angry about ridiculous calls. Who called Santa Monica?
Really?
Yeah, and it would say 23 cents.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn.
I don't know anybody from Santa Monica.
Oh, my God.
Right, and then me giving him the 23 cents for the phone. Oh, my God. And you missing the 23 cents because you have no money.
Aww.
Well, how am I going to get another 23 cents?
God. Yeah,
that's how fucking poor I was.
Did your parents ever help you or no?
Yeah, but did they help you?
Yeah, but not like a lot. Like my dad helped me, but like.
How much money do you think over the years did your parents give you?
Well, my
but you didn't pay back.
My college was 60 grand. So
they paid for all of it.
My dad did. Yeah, he
what
paid
a great
for
dad.
It. He's a good dad. Yeah, he's rad. But I've offered to pay him back. I was like, you can have my car. I'm gonna get a new one if you want it.
You can have my hand me down.
It's like a dope Mercedes. He's like, I can have it.
You want it?
Yeah, yeah.
And like last time he was out here, he like pulled up in like a rental like I forget it was like a Kia or something like that or like a Subaru, and I like have we have like our nice car. Like, Tommy has like a Rolls Royce. I have like a Mercedes.
Assholes.
Like, yeah, and then he pulls up in his little Kia and he's like, you guys want me to drive us to the restaurant? We're like, we're good, thanks. But it's so funny. Like he's just such a cool guy, my dad. He's
Does really your dad good. And Tommy get along?
Oh yeah, my dad loves Tommy.
Aww.
Yeah, it's my dad's like almost like my dad's like 65, so like Tommy's like 56, so
wow,
you know, like it's crazy. But they like totally are like Tommy's like 12 though. Like if you meet Tommy, which you're gonna meet him, he's such a sweet child. Like his personality, everyone that meets him is like, what? He's like a 17-year-old. He just never grew up. It's
yeah, I mean,
crazy.
I've met many rock stars.
Yeah, they're
okay,
really childish,
and they're not only just childish though. Yeah. I find them to be, very kind.
Yes.
I've never, yeah. I've, you know, it's comics
yeah.
and actors that are pieces of shit.
Pieces mm-hmm. of
dog shit.
Usually.
Yeah, usually.
You're really nice, which
Thank
is rare.
You. Thank you.
Rare.
But Rockstar.
Cut to you. You strangling Kalila in your sleep.
Yeah. He just said that he wanted to kill me.
I know. I'm like,
why
are you fucking anxiety? I got to keep one eye open while you're sleeping.
That was something actually my doctor asked.
What?
Are you afraid? Because
I was getting
I
have the heart stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, "Is he putting anything in your food or drinks?"
Fuck that,
Bobby.
Who's that doctor?
Would you?
Because I was getting heart episodes in my sleep, and he was like, "Is there a possibility that someone?"
Oh my god!
No.
And then we just find out Bobby's like a murderer, like poisonous murderer. There's a Netflix doc about him later, like in a couple years. Funny man gone wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was gonna kill you, you'd be dead.
Ooh.
Okay, Ben.
This
okay.
is what calms me down.
Oh, same.
Mina, mommy's
Mina.
Mommy's freaking out.
How old is Mina?
Nina's 4.
Oh,
she's so young.
She's 4. She's my best friend. Can I tell you what really bothers me though?
What?
Is like I can't bring her everywhere. Like she's an emotional support dog, but like if I go to like another country, I'm not able to bring her because she's not a service dog. And I'm like, but she is a service dog because I need her. Like I,
you can get that. You can get it right if you go to the doctor and get it.
Different.
Not service. Yeah.
Why?
Just emotional support.
Why do I see blind people have it?
Because they're
That's
blind.
A service.
Like
doctor.
I have anxiety.
What's
I have,
so funny about that?
Because they can't see.
Because they can't see.
They have the stick thing. I've seen it. I see the movie with the Al Pacino.
Oh, Scent of a Woman?
Yeah, well, yeah, the stick
oh,
thing.
So good.
I'm dead. I love those blind people references. And
keep going, more blind people references.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, because it's like a mental, they say it's an emotional disability. Not right. Physical, but it's a physical disability to me because I yeah. get like, you know, but right. like, if I have her, I just.
I'm sure there's a doctor that can get you it.
Yeah, I know. I have to look into it, but it is kind of fucked up. Like,
but I think that a lot of people also abuse that in California.
That drives me fucking crazy yeah. when I just see like, rappers' girlfriends that are holding their dog like by its head, and they're like, "Yeah, it's my emotional support dog. Yeah,
yeah.
come on, Tootie!" Like just fucking throw
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
and they're like wearing their Chanel flip flops and like their sunglasses, and they're like totally happy and chill. And I'm like, yeah. "What the fuck?" Meanwhile, I'm over here like, "It's okay. It's okay. We're not gonna die on this flight. I promise."
You take her around like on flights.
I do in the United States, but like if I go like somewhere else, they don't let me bring her, and it sucks. I'm like, well. You know, like in another country, they make you put the dogs through quarantine.
Yeah.
Service dogs, they don't. So if it's like a service dog for a blind person, they can go right in. Yeah.
So it's blind's the only way they do it?
No, blind or like an alert dog for like seizures like or people that have diabetes. Blood sugar. Yeah.
Can you lie?
No. I mean, I could, but then I'd probably get caught and get in trouble, and then it'd be like on the Daily Mail, like, Brittany Fraun says she has diabetes and doesn't. What a fucking cunt.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Brittany Fraun pretends she's blind. We know she's not. Like, forget she has huge social media presence. Like, yeah, it's kind of really sad, though, because, like, I need her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's weird. Like, people don't get it. It's, like, a total, like, relief.
Yeah, know? We get it, 100%.
Yeah, instead of taking, like, a Xanax, I can just, like... rub her and like talk to her.
She's a great dog, dude. Look at her.
Pretty.
Doesn't bark. We gotta get one of these,
so
babe.
Good. She's really
so this one's so normal. Why is ours so crazy?
Do your dogs bark a lot?
Ours are crazy.
Like if it was in here, it'd be barking.
We wouldn't be able to do this.
Well, two out of three are good dogs.
Oh, really?
The third one, Julio, is.
Julio, that's why.
Yeah, Julio.
He's been named drinking him tequila wrong. Since he was a puppy.
We named him based on his. Because it took us months. We kept renaming him. But Julio
oh
would
Oh my God.
What's the first name?
Fritter.
Fritter, that's
well,
right.
That's Fritter not... sounds like a neurotic dog.
Yeah, Fritter is it's a freaking deep fried food. Like, yeah. That's a little more neurotic than Julio. Julio's a real name.
Yeah, but I like Julio Fitz.
Yeah, Julio. Is he Fitz. A chihuahua?
No, so I want to talk about, I also, because I don't want to forget.
Yeah.
Is that, so you're dating, if you don't know who Josh Adam Myers is, he does those goddamn comedy jams. He did it on Comedy Central. I did his show where I went naked.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
when
goodness.
I sang that song.
Yeah.
I love Josh a lot.
Yeah. Seth, right?
Yeah, Seth Meyers, who I used to date.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. No, Josh Adam Myers.
I love Josh Adam
Myers.
He's
a really nice person.
And so you guys were dating for how long?
We dated for like 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to, because we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But so Josh and you guys were dating.
Yeah.
He was hanging out with a lot, what's his fucking name?
Angelo,
fucking.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Why didn't you help me? Angela Bauer.
Oh, yeah.
So Angela Bowers and Josh Adam Myers were best friends. So were you guys dating when when Angela passed?
No, we had just broken up. It was a week after we broke up, and I moved in with the new guy. And this is the really sad part that I don't think I told you last time. Is
what?
Josh said that he was driving up. What is this, Gower?
Yeah.
To make a right onto, Franklin.
Yeah.
And he was pointing to the Hollywood Tower building and going, "That's where Brittany moved in with her new douchebag boyfriend." And then, boom, they got hit. That's what Josh told me. Yeah, he was like talking. He was distracted, like pointing where I moved in with my new boyfriend, and then they got hit.
Now, how did you find out?
I was his emergency contact. I was at the hospital the night that it happened. Yeah. God. I got a call. I was in bed with my new boyfriend, and I got a call that's from a police officer or a nurse or somebody, and they said, "You got to come to Cedars." And I said, "What?" And they said, "You got to come to Cedars. You're listed as the emergency contact for these people. You got to come to Cedars." And I was like, "Oh my God, what happened?" And I show up, and Josh is in, he's all fucked up. He's bleeding, and I'm
Because I saw him the next day. I have he
pictures,
was crazy.
I have pictures of it. It's
he looked crazy,
terrible. Yeah, he's all in like he's got a neck brace on. He's got his arm like fucking his head's bleeding, and I was like, "What happened?" He's like, "Brittany, please, like let's get back together." Like it was so sad. And,
oh
like,
my god,
heartbreaking, and I felt so bad, and I was crying, and then the detective pulls me off to the side, and he goes, "Can I speak to you?" And I said, "Yeah," and he goes, "The other guy isn't going to make it." And I said, "What?" And Angelo was still alive when I was at the hospital. And he goes, "He's already had cardiac arrest twice. And they brought him back twice. And he's not going to make it." And they said, "We need you to call his mother." Because I had her number. They didn't have her number. And so I had to call her, his mother, and tell her to come to the hospital. And while I was on the phone with her, he had died.
Oh my God.
And she kept saying to me on the phone, "Is he dead? Is he dead?" And yeah. I said, the police officer said, "Do not tell her.
Yeah.
Do not tell her because you're not supposed to tell." She was 8 hours away. She was in like Bakersfield. That's where he lived.
Well, so you didn't tell her?
I wasn't allowed to.
So she came all the way down
drove all the way down, and he was already
dead. Wait. She drove from Modesto.
Modesto, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So it was like 8 hours. Yeah, drove.
Because I had talked to her too after that, right?
Yeah.
And I saw her at one of the functions, not functions, but one of the memorials.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's only been in my, I don't know, 47 years on planet Earth, three deaths that were like shocking,
shocking
and devastating. He's one of them. Brody was the other one.
I can't believe Brody.
Yeah, Brody is one of those. And Angela was one. And then, I forgot who died earlier, but probably an uncle or something, but back when I was a kid. But it was just what a devastating time. I'm so sorry that you had to go through that too.
So it was like really bad because I knew he had died, and she just kept repeating herself, "Is he alive? Is he alive?" And I was like, "I'm not sure. I don't know." And I knew already because they just told me.
Oh my God.
So I had to lie to her, and it was so awful to like, because they said like the police officer was like, "You can't tell we have to tell her. You can't tell her."
Yeah.
And they were like, "We're not going to tell her over the phone. We have to tell her face to face." And so I wasn't there when she came in, but I saw her later when I went to visit Josh in just the hospital, and she came in the room, and she was, even though she just lost her son, she was so nice. And she came up to Josh and she was crying and she was like, "I'm so sorry." And like, well, because they got hit by a drunk driver.
Ugh.
God. Yeah, it was not even Josh's fault. A guy ran a light and hit
apparently them. That he had hit somebody before them.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, he hit someone and then went and hit Josh. Yeah.
So imagine a drunk driver hit a cab or something.
Yeah, it was a cab.
It was a cab,
yeah,
right?
And he took the cab out and like the guy in the cab was even hurt. And then he just kept going and he slammed into, I think it was Angela.
Well, the reason why was because this is what I heard, that he had hit.
Yeah, and he was
the
running
cab,
from
and he was
it.
Running from
he
the cop or whatever it, yes. the situation was. Yes. So he ran through some lights.
Yes, and that's then, right when
and,
it happened.
Oh my!
Right. Like that timing
God.
Was yeah. just.
But he, if but also, if Angelo hadn't, he was just getting over chemotherapy.
Angelo had just beat like he had cancer in his chest, like next to his heart. He had a tumor on his heart, and I remember he was gone. He had lived
for
with
a
us.
Year.
He was gone for a year healing, and it was so sad because it was so used to him living for us, and it was actually crazy because that's when me and Josh like our relationship fell apart.
Oh my God!
Like it was like we were great until Angelo left because Angelo was like. Just such a positive spirit, and like he made Josh so happy and he made me so happy, you know, like Josh would go to bed and then I'd be up all night with Angelo and we would sit on the couch and we would like riff and like watch YouTube videos and shit, and we'd be up all night every night, and like, you know, it just put everybody in a good mood. And then when he was gone, it was like Josh and I just like, that's when like, you know, like when he was gone with the chest, with the heart, not when he died, because he was still alive.
Yeah.
When he went to go have the cancer and his chest taken care of, that's when our relationship kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
And then he came back, and then I had already, like Josh and I were breaking up, and then he died, which was crazy. Like I remember just feeling it was like Josh was already so sad because of us breaking up, and it was so sad. I still feel really bad about it. I do. But, like, our relationship just gotten to a point where it was just not.
That's not on you.
It was just, I mean, it was.
That's not on
That's
you.
Just on circumstance. This just happens to be how it, like, played out. But that's, like, not
But I did
on
feel really, really, really bad about it because I was just like, fuck. Like, we just broke up and now he, like, really needs me and I'm, like, not there. And it's just, like, It just made me feel really bad. I still feel really bad to this day about it.
I believe everything happens for reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
I do. There's. I don't know. There's no explanation. There's no religious explanation. There's no. I have no. I don't know why I feel that way. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just my way of getting through life.
No, I think you're right.
But I just feel like timing and all that stuff. It's just the natural course of things.
Well, you know? As I look back on my life, I was telling you this. It's very strange because Josh and I, okay, so I met all the comedy people and stand-up people when I met Josh.
Yeah.
We would do, you know, I did stand-up and how I met him was comedy. Then I met all those people and it really sparked the comedy stuff for me. And then when we broke up, I got with Randall and Randall bought me my first iPhone. And Vine was on the iPhone, not on BlackBerry or Android. That's right. And I had a BlackBerry. And
wow.
So he had gotten me the iPhone. And after he got me the iPhone, then Vine came out 2 months later. And then I got on Vine. And then that's what led me to being popular on Vine.
Yeah.
Tommy saw my videos on Vine and thought they were hilarious and followed me. And then that's how Tommy ended up reaching out to me in the future. And now I'm married to Tommy.
Whoa.
It's a weird, life I feel like is already planned out. It's just everything happens for a reason.
I fucking feel that.
True. It's
you
true.
Know, I don't always subscribe to that idea because I'm more write your own destiny or whatever. But I will say that if it wasn't, which is similar, it wasn't for my ex-boyfriend, I wouldn't be with him.
Really?
Because it was my ex-boyfriend who we had just recently broken up. Uh-huh. I was with him for 4.5 years or something like that. And I remember we were still amicable, so he was on the toilet, I remember, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I'm stuck on the toilet because I can't stop swiping. So I was like, what the fuck are you swiping? He's like, oh, it's when Tinder first started. It was Tinder had only been around for maybe 3 months or 4 months or something like
that.
He was like, you gotta get on it.
Ex-boyfriend, get on Tinder, dude. Yeah. It's fucking rad. You're like, cool. Yeah, miss you too, dude. Great.
Yeah, we didn't have those. So he was the one who was like, come on, you gotta get on it. It's so fun. It's so time consuming, but it's fun. But if it wasn't for that small conversation while he was on the toilet, I wouldn't be here 6 years later.
See? And it's we like to think we're in control of shit, but honestly, some weird part of me is we've lived this life already, and when we get deja vu, it's us replaying parts of that life and remembering our life is playing in multiple different parallels right now. I mean, I don't know. I'm fucking getting weird. I mean, but you know what I'm saying.
I love getting weird. I love those that thought process. It makes me feel I need a foundation.
Yeah. I think you need to see a real ghost.
Yeah,
you need to get haunted, and I think then you'll feel more purpose.
You want him to be haunted?
I do. I actually do wish you to be haunted. I wish a ghost to appear in front of you at some point in your life so that you will know that there's something.
What kind of ghost, though? A traumatizing
one? No. Just an apparition, something that you can maybe see through, you know, obviously.
Can they fondle in any kind of way, shape, or form?
No.
Not.
So I can't get hurt physically from a ghost?
No. Not that I know of, no.
Well, then I bring it on. Then I bring on that world. I just don't want to be fondled.
Yeah, I've heard of people getting possessed, but not.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Then you can get hurt.
Nope,
but that's demons. That's not even a ghost.
But
that's
you believe in that? Do you believe in demons?
Yes.
So you think that a demon can possess me and I can go on a tear?
I think that a demon can possess you and that you can get really fucked up. But I don't know if you'll I don't know. I don't know.
Not
what
the
do you,
movies.
I have a question, though. What is the demon's purpose of getting inside a body if they can't ever even maneuver it correctly? If you see all possessions, they're
good
kind
point.
Of just flailing on the ground.
No,
I'm like, why don't you fucking stand up and go play movie Fallen?
They
kill the person.
They would possess me because I'm a conduit of the world.
You have a platform.
Not just a platform.
You remember Fallen?
I know, but I'm
Denzel?
Different than other people.
That's smart.
No, let me just talk about myself a little bit, you know?
Just let him do it.
It's a complexity of this vehicle.
I love it.
And this vessel, you know? I'm interesting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I would believe that a demon would possess me to do evil deeds, but I'm also part of the light,
mm-hmm.
right? So I would fight that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd just end up becoming somebody in the middle more, you know? Mm. Like the Punisher.
Oh, cool one.
Thank you.
That's not my question.
You. What?
It's look, if you didn't think about it, Linda Blair, the demon possessed her, so what? She could do backwards, so she could crawl backwards and down some stairs?
Yeah.
What did she really do? What was the purpose of that demon?
I mean, that was fake. Obviously a movie and fake, but I grew up Catholic and you know, in the Bible, there are parts on exorcism because they do believe. And I mean, there's a lot of instances in, you know, Italy and places like all around the world where people have, you know, technically been possessed, where they couldn't mark it as a, you know, they couldn't mark it as a psychological disorder. Like, it was people speaking languages they've never spoken, you know, people saying things that they, you know, have people's names that, like, they would say someone's name or middle name to someone that they've never met.
You know, there's a Harvard psychologist. I think he might even be a psychiatrist. He might be a Harvard doctor who believes in possession.
I think it's real. I do. I think there is a I mean, honestly.
What's his name, Gil?
I'm looking for it.
There is a darkness.
Yeah, but mentioned that, you know, when people do a language that they don't normally know, right, and when they're possessed, I have an argument toward that.
Okay.
I feel like if I just did some gibberish, that there'll be some words that are similar.
No, there's been people that have spoken like straight Latin.
No, not like that. I might have said something in Thai.
Gallagher? That's his name. So he's able to corroborate a lot of these possessions because he was not a believer at first. Yeah. But then he was able to...
What's his name?
Gallagher. He calls himself a consultant to demonic possession.
And he's a Harvard doctor, but because she's right, there were people who all of a sudden are able to speak fluent Latin. Or
his name is Gallagher?
Yeah. Dr. Richard. Or like there's Dr. been instances Richard. Where like a complete stranger Change will walk the in the room who's never met the person who's possessed. And the person who's possessed will be like, your mother's name was Char, you know, whatever. Like they'll say the parent's name of someone that they've never met. Like they know other things, you know. I don't know. I just personally think it's real. I do. I really
now,
do.
Now, do you think that, because I grew up Catholic, do you think that Catholicism is something to do with our extreme anxiety?
Yes, for me too.
I think that it definitely plays into it, but I'm not like a devout Catholic now. I just, you know, I grew up going to like catechism classes, everything like that after school and, you know, but I think that like, you know, it definitely triggers it because it makes you so paranoid about everything you fucking do in your life. Like everything's a sin and this is a sin and that's a sin and you need to repent for your sins and say this many Hail Marys and then you'll be cured. And like, it's just very neurotic in a way, but, I don't really play into that part of it, but I do like, I will tell you this. This is really freaky. I have like these crazy night terrors, which you guys know. Bobby's looking at me like.
No, I just like listening to you.
Bobby's like.
He's possessed. Go. He's possessed.
Bobby just takes a nap.
Go ahead.
No, that's how he listens. That's how he listens.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have obviously these really bad night terrors and things like that. And at one point they were really, really bad. And I got I told you the dream catcher. Didn't I tell you guys this? I put the dream catcher above my bed. And it was a dream catcher that my friend got from me from a Native American reservation that was handmade and has all the handmade.
That means it's real.
It was real. Yeah, it was like a real, like, blessed dream catcher. And they said, like, remember I told you if you go outside and shake it in the moonlight, it gets, you have to shake it in the moonlight to clear it. And then you hang it back above your bed, right?
It's so like an Etch-a-Sketch.
It's.
But there's dreams in it.
Yeah. Oh. Kind of.
You shake it, right? It's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's dreams.
Yeah. And then remember you were like, you're going to shake it outside and some poor snail, all the dreams are going to fall on him. And he's going to be like, why am I having those nightmares?
Yeah,
remember those?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I got this dream catcher. I hung it above my bed. I was like, I don't believe in this shit. It's totally not going to work, right? Literally, as soon as I hung it above my bed, I stopped having the night terrors. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is so weird, right? So I was like, this is really crazy. I can't believe this. But I totally was sleeping fine for like whatever, a couple weeks. And then one night I had horrible night terrors again. And I woke up like screaming or shaking or something. And Tommy was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I was like, I'm having a really bad night terror. And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, where's your dream catcher? And we both turn around and it had fallen on the ground.
What the fuck?
Ask Tommy. I wish he was here so he could corroborate it. Yep. He was right there. He's like, we both just looked at each other and we were like, what the fuck? And it was so weird.
The dream catcher could have been full.
It was full.
And you didn't unload it.
I didn't unload it. I just let it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
It was like, and it fell out of the ground.
Now, do dream catchers catch nightmares and regular dreams as well?
I think they just catch nightmares because I still would dream, but they weren't bad dreams.
Well, they just call it nightmare catchers then. Or
I don't know.
Oh.
True.
I don't know, but okay, so can I keep going? Because there's something else that
happened.
Okay, so then listen. So then I was like, this is really scary. Before I had the dream catcher, I used to sleep with my rosary when I was having bad anxiety, and I would like hold it in my sleep and keep it with me, and it was a rope rosary. Like, you know, you can't you pull that, you can't break that, right?
Right.
So I would have like these really bad dreams, and I would always sleep with my rosary, and in the morning it would always still be like around my wrist. I would like wrap it around my wrist. I had a really horrible, horrible dream one night, and it would keep me from having the bad dreams for the most part. And then I had a really bad, bad, bad dream, and I woke up in the morning and I was like, where's my rosary? And I pull the sheets across and it's shattered into a million pieces. Oh, my rosary is like destroyed. Like someone would have had to take scissors to like cut it up and like break the, like it was broken, completely broken. Yeah. Like every piece of it.
But how?
I don't know. I took a picture of it and sent it to my dad, and my dad was like, oh, I'll send you a new one. I'm like, no, dad, that's not the point. Like,
could you have been drunk that night?
No, I don't drink.
Okay.
Because I can't.
I'm just asking questions.
But Tommy is like, he wakes.
Tommy did it.
No, Tommy's like, Tommy would never do that. And
he was
like,
using his drumsticks.
He's all destroyed it. But no, it was like ripped apart. And we woke up and I showed Tommy, and he was like, I would have like definitely felt you. Because he feels me when I like am dreaming. Yeah. Like sometimes I'll be like hitting the air and he'll like be like, babe, it's okay, wake up. Yeah. He was like, I didn't feel anything. Like I would, and he's a light sleeper. He was like, I would have felt that if you were like ripping it off and breaking it and stuff. And he did not feel it. And so, yeah, so I had to get a new one. Isn't that so scary?
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, but also our house, like his mom died in our house.
Oh my God. You got to get out of there.
No.
Start with that.
There's really heavy
energy. Open with that. Yeah. Let us know. That's what the dream, all that shit is.
When you guys come. You,
I'm not coming now. Fuck
good
you.
Sell, Brittany. Really good sell.
I really am not
you
coming.
You guys come,
I can't,
you can
there.
Stay in her room. Oh. You can tell me.
Did you know her?
I didn't. No, I didn't
it's
know her.
Negative. Is it negative, do you think, her ghost?
I think maybe she doesn't like me. I don't know, but I feel like she would have loved me. She was Greek. I'm Italian.
Who doesn't?
Like, I take really good care
Who
of Tommy,
doesn't?
Right? Like, mm-hmm. But I mean, she's been through a lot, you know? Like, he lived there with his ex, and, like, you know, his ex met her and, like, was there when she died, and, like, maybe that's who she, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, in my head about it. I'm like, I don't even know, like, what happened. But he said, he's like, no, after that happened, I had someone come and sage the house. And I'm like, that doesn't always,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean? And plus, like, he has all these statues in the house from different religions. Like, we have, like, Ganesh. We have fucking, we have, like, literally, like, 500 religious statues from all polar, like, different religions. And I'm like, this cannot be... Like, and then we read about it, and it's like, you're supposed to give this one milk every day, and this one like, and this one likes chocolate, this one likes Cartier bracelets. So I'm like, we're not doing any of this. Like, there must be so mad. Like, and they're taking it out on me. I'm like, I just got here, like, because I'm the sensitive one, and, and Tommy just is like, yeah, whatever. Like, I've been.
Can't you just gather all that shit out and put them in a?
I want to.
Or
yeah, I want
That's
to.
That's what I would do.
But Tommy likes them, and also they weigh like 500 pounds. Like, they're like made of iron. Like, they're heavier than like. Anything.
It's like the Annabelle house. You know, they had that one room
with
all those things. Ooh. Like, I would not be, I don't care.
Mm-mm.
You know how that little sign, don't enter?
It's not good energy.
Yeah,
I'm
out.
You. Like, I actually was doing, I told you this, I was doing so good with my anxiety. Yeah. And then when I moved in for the first couple months, I was fine. But then I just felt, I feel like something's constantly like, it's really weird. It's weird. You guys will feel it. It's,
you know,
a big house.
Here's the thing with you. Yeah. And I was thinking about this the other day when I was at the studio doing your podcast.
Yeah.
You got, you know, the thing is that, here's the thing, and don't argue with me.
I won't.
Is that when you started dating Tommy and you went out there, nobody saw you again.
It's true. I disappeared.
Right? And so there was sort of like a mystery.
Like, what if I'm, it's just my ghost right now? Like, I'm dead already. I'm like, guys, I came to the podcast.
Oh, then that would be fine.
Wouldn't that be crazy? All of a sudden, I just disappear into thin air.
If I see tomorrow's, like, this footage, and you're not
and
there.
And it's just Nina sitting
And it's
here
just
by
her
herself.
And I talking.
Why are they interviewing a dog?
And little gaps of, like, when you're talking, just silence.
Yeah.
I would probably relapse.
Yeah. It'd be scary.
It would be
right?
It would freak me out.
It's so funny. The conversations, you're an anxious person, you're an anxious person. The type of shit that we talk about is so panic-inducing.
It is. I'm sorry. I'm not triggering you.
But it's what keeps us like interested. Yeah. It's like what we like to talk about. And I think that we probably...
It's on our heads constantly. We're like, can we talk about anxiety? You're like, again? Like, it's all we talk about.
I feel like I do that to myself a lot. Where like I throw myself into...
I'm in a weird place. I stutter when I'm real.
I know.
And that's the vibe. But here's the deal. Is that... You know, I hear you guys talk.
Yeah.
And I hear and this whole podcast, I've been doing a lot of self reflecting because I've been in and out of happiness, and, you know, a lot of anxiety. I have a lot of stress going on in my life, and a lot of it has to do with, like, you know, me worrying about the future and all these things, and I just need to figure out. And I think this is the whole point of life, is to get to a place where I'm like just completely content and happy,
dude,
and serene.
Can I just like make you feel good for a second?
I would really like that right now.
You're fucking Bobby Lee. Like, everyone knows who you are. You're comedy history. You're comedy royalty. Like, you are fucking never, ever going to be forgotten, dude. Like, at least for like not 100 years. Like, you've made a mark. People know who you are. You have done a good job. You are not some fucking comedian who people are like, oh yeah, like whatever.
I understand.
You are a house.
I understand.
You don't need to worry about anything.
Brittany, I understand what you're saying.
You're good, dude.
But that's your opinion. And
no, that's a lot of people's opinion.
Fine. But I really appreciate it.
But what you're seeking is not something reasonable.
Exactly.
To be, what? To search.
Wait, why did you agree to her?
Yeah, I don't know why I agree. What? Yeah.
She's a...
The search for constant happiness is not something...
No one's constantly happy, but I think he wants to wake up every day and just kind of go, okay, like everything's good, I'm fine.
Yeah. I actually don't want that. No, I don't want that for you, because I think you're an artist. You thrive off a little bit of discomfort and chaos, and I think you operate best in that way. I want you, though, to be grateful. That's the one thing that I wish you were more of, is the gratitude.
Oh, I'm so grateful for life. I'm so grateful for my fans. I'm so grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful for you, sweetie.
By the way, you're like killing it. Like, I looked at your YouTube numbers. You're like a YouTuber.
He loves when people say that. He doesn't like being called a comic or an actor.
No.
A YouTuber.
No, but I mean, like, you get such good engagement. Dude, your engagement's so good. Your engagement on here is amazing. You're killing it.
Look at Brian.
Bro, like, you must make good. Your ad rev has to be insane.
YouTuber talk.
Let's talk about your AdSense, dude. You're killing it right now. Don't be offended. Listen, offended. You're a comic, but you are a pop. Like, that just goes to show, like, you fucking crossed over to fucking YouTube. Do you know how hard that
is? Out of survival, Brit. I spit in your eye. I just spit in your eye. I'm so sorry.
That was an aberration.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Maybe I'll get some talent through that.
Wow. No,
you already have it. Now listen.
Okay.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you're saying.
You're doing great is what I'm saying.
It's fine.
So chill the fuck out.
I am chill.
I came from Vine, where I had 10 million followers. Oof. And my YouTube videos barely get 20K a video. Like, what am I doing with my life? I'm like, hey guys, listen to my podcast, watch my videos.
I don't want to bring up this, but I'm gonna. Okay. Why don't you do any, would you do live things or no?
Yeah, I actually just did. I actually, just to see if I could still do stand up, I just did a show the
other
day. Where? I did it at the what's that theater downtown? Dynasty Typewriter.
Is it the diary
a show.
One?
I did My Live Diary, where I smoked weed that was gnarly, and I had a fucking panic attack while I was on stage, but no one could tell because it like fueled my performance. Yeah. But I did like 15 minutes.
Oh, great!
By myself, and I just fucking talked. I was totally unprepared, but like, it was good. I just told stories, like funny stories.
Yeah, I just think that it is something.
Yeah, I should do. I know.
It's just not because I
hear that a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's not that.
I feel like you should hear it more.
It's to me, you're missing out on just a big chunk of money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that you're fine, you know, and you have your own thing. Tommy has his own thing. You have.
Yeah.
But it's not about that. It's about your legacy.
Yeah, I don't.
What?
My legacy.
No, I want
this is
heavy work.
That's your
my
legacy.
Is just like this, and like dog shit bags. Like that's
yeah.
Aww.
That's not a bad legacy.
Yeah. No, I mean you have a great legacy. I'm just saying, I would like you to make serious money. That's all. Okay.
All right. That's all right.
You know what though? You know what I think? I think if I did my own show, no one would show up. Because I'm talking about it, doing it right now.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Doing
that's
worse. Not true. Talking about doing my podcast live, worse first, live. Mm. Yeah. Having people come up and, you know, doing it.
Try it that way.
That's what's going to do it. Like the comedy store or the improv or something.
Yeah.
But I was like, I feel like no one would come.
They'd be like, fuck attitude.
Brittany Ferlin. She sucks.
But even like, you know, we've done a live show in front of 12 people before.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. We made it happen. We still did it. We showed up and we did it as we would have normally.
Wow. Yeah. See, like you do a show and people are like, oh, I'll go see it. It's Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
If I do a show, people will be like, the Instagram girl? No, what's all, she going to talk about? You, filters?
Demons.
You know, I just
played the Ontario Improv.
How was that?
It was good, business-wise. But before that, it was okay, but I can see now because of this podcast and because of my YouTube numbers and all that stuff.
You're killing it.
That everything, those numbers are completely different, mm-hmm. right? And I feel like I'm in that right space that I've always wanted to be. Because when I met you through Maker, I couldn't get, you know, the Hollywood shit going. So I went to Maker, but it didn't work for me there either. But it took me all these years to find a balance. But
you're killing it.
I want to do.
Telling it to you. Believe it.
Okay. But at the end, we do this thing called unhelpful advice, and basically, what it is
the whole podcast just played over again.
So go ahead.
Unhelpful advice. With-
no.
Oh, sorry.
A helpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Brittany Ferland.
Where'd you find this guy?
I don't know, but that is the
fucking
worst.
Fucking hate that one. He makes me do that.
I'm going to make you do it for a month now.
Have I met you before?
I don't know.
How many Filipinos do you know?
Yeah. You look like this Filipino guy on Vine. Maybe that's what
No. Is it guava juice?
Guava juice.
Fucking. The amount
You're
of,
not guava juice?
Yeah, fuck you, Bobby.
That's why you were here.
I had two girls at a coffee shop going like, guava juice. Yeah, look, and I was like, no, I'm not.
You do look like a guava
juice. Who's guava juice?
I'm sorry.
I have no idea. No guava. Yeah, I know no guava juice.
Just show him a picture of it.
I hate guava juice.
No, you like that.
I hate guava.
Yeah. All right, I'll read the question while you're showing that. Okay. Hello, everyone. So I'll get right to it. I'm recently married to an awesome dude, but unfortunately his mom lives with us. I'm a very clean person and hate when I have to clean up after her. I feel like I have to continuously repeat myself and tell her to tidy up the messes she made. I even went 3 days without cleaning and she still didn't clean her mess. Even the mess got worse. I'm getting tired. So bad I want to tell my husband she needs to leave or I'm leaving.
Gilbert's guava juice.
But I know what would make things hard because he does love his mom. What do I do? She's basically getting sick of his mom living with...
I think that Brittany should probably answer this question because she's living with Tommy's mom too.
Tommy's
oh my God.
Ghost.
Her spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, why is your husband's mom living there? Is she like debilitated and old? And like, if so, like if you're not paying rent, you have no say, basically, because like it's your husband's house.
Yeah.
But if you're paying rent, like that's a discussion for sure. Like, dude, I'm not trying to like pick up your mom's dirty panties off the floor. That's not cool.
No.
You know, and it's not cool. Like his mom should be picking up after herself, unless she's like really old and can't do it. You know, if she's like in a wheelchair and. You're just trying to get rid of her. Like that's not cool. But you know,
there are other ways to go about.
There are other ways.
Don't push her down the stairs.
Yeah, don't do that. But if she's like a capable human being and she's leaving messes everywhere, I would definitely have a discussion with my husband.
I wouldn't. I'll tell you why.
Okay, why?
Because the way into your man's heart is through the mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like a mean discussion.
Not even a discussion. Okay, what you do
like,
is
Brenda,
this.
Pick up your panty.
Yeah.
No, you don't say any of that. Oh, right. No. You pick up for her.
Uh-huh.
You don't say shit.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you start any kind of resentment on her part.
Yeah.
And she can't shake it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then it's not going to be smooth sailing for you and your husband. Mm. So what I'm saying is that, you know, I love all her family. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of people that she knows, right? That I'm not they're not my favorite people in the whole world.
Right.
But I'm very nice to them.
Right.
Because to get to Kalila's heart, I have to be nice to them.
Aww.
And I'm willing to, like, she's good with my parents. Like,
I love
super
your parents,
good.
Though.
Like, they love her so much.
Aww.
And your mom loves me.
Right.
And when her mom's here, we laugh.
Aww.
I hug her from behind. I wrestle with her. And we make fun of each other's bodies and our faces. And we laugh. And we have a great rapport.
Oh my God.
And that's the, even if her mom was a cunt, right? And mean, I would still be like that.
That's really nice.
But if my mom was a cunt, I feel like it's my job to sort of regulate that.
Yeah, which is what I do. So, like my mom doesn't talk, we don't talk to my mom now.
Why?
Because my mom did some really messed up stuff.
Toward you?
Yeah. Well, she's been messed up. Like, we've had a lot of problems my whole life.
Is that what you think, when you were talking about earlier, when you were like, oh, these certain things like happened in my life, does it have to do with your mom?
Yes. Like, crazy shit.
Wow.
But yeah, like, Tommy will not, like, let her be in our lives now. He's she is, like, not healthy for you.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Do you text her or call her?
I haven't spoken to her in, like, 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like really sad because it's like it's your mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
it's hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. It is really hard.
But that's why I'm telling her.
But yeah, that is true. I get it.
To be safe.
Yeah, if he really loves his mom and he's a mommy's boy, you don't want to make mom mad, obviously, and like be loving and nice to her. But
unless she has mental problems, then that's
or something. Get to a point where you have such a strong relationship with her that a discussion wouldn't break that relationship. Like, I feel like the closer you are with someone, like, the more casual it can be to be like, hey, pick your shit up.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, then even jokingly. Just, like, passing.
Like, God, Diane, why always gotta pick up your dishes?
Exactly.
Ha, 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 ha.
What the fuck?
Then, like, you can't make it a joke because you're so serious, Rob.
I'm laughing, Diane.
Diane?
No, it's a joke. I love cleaning up your dirty dishes.
Yeah. Just do that.
You know what the most embarrassing I did in front of a girlfriend's mom?
What?
Oh, my God. So I was dating this girl named Sarah Hyland, not the girl.
Oh, my God.
Not from Modern Family.
That's everyone's reaction.
That's everyone's
reaction. Bobby, really?
She's like a Southern girl, right? So then, and she's really vintagey. Like, that's why I loved about Sarah is that everything she wears is vintage clothing. Everything she buys is through thrift stores. You know, she loves unicorns and dolphins and rainbows and bullshit like that, right? Wow.
That doesn't sound vintage.
Yeah, but she would give me vintage gifts. So the first year we dated, she gave me this, I still have it, a framed photo of a family that's not even her family. Just a funny photo, right?
Yeah.
It's a funny picture.
It's pretty genius, though.
It's genius, right?
Yeah. Funny, yeah.
So I was living in Paulie's house above the Comedy Store.
Oh my God, I've been there.
You have, right? Yeah, and then I brought Sarah's parents up to my house, but then I realized it was Christmas and I didn't get Sarah anything. But when we give presents, we don't wrap it because she was in the environment.
Mm.
So we just give it to each other. Mm-hmm. So I gave her, right, a photo for Christmas, but I gave her the same photo she gave me a year before.
Did you forget that she had given it
yes.
to you?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
So I go, Merry Christmas. And she burst out crying in front of her parents.
Oh, God.
And I go, why are you crying? She goes, I gave you this last year.
Oh, my God.
And I go, oh.
What's wrong with you?
I'm dumb.
You didn't even think to get her something for Christmas? Were you poor?
He doesn't get me anything
money.
For Christmas.
You had money?
Yeah.
You don't get her anything for Christmas? Mm-hmm. Does he ever buy you
Listen,
gifts?
Listen, every day is, hey, fucking Brittany, every day is Christmas when I have a girlfriend.
Santa's always
birthdays,
here.
Yeah.
What does he get you?
iPads, good shit.
No. Last year you got me shoes.
Yeah, but what kind?
Golden Goose. They're cute.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. Thank you.
So then what did I get you for Christmas?
A Golden Goose leather jacket.
More expensive.
Like $2,000.
I mean, Kalilah. You have to say all that.
I have to because that's how I view my presents.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? When he gives me bullshit slippers from fucking Bangladesh that are $3, no thank you.
Dream water.
So price is a big thing for you. So I have to continue getting you expensive
I need future shit. I need... What's up, farm boy? Because you haven't given me shit, farm boy.
I love how he's just shoved
All you've done right in the last year, you've given me a heartache this last year.
He's laughing at Jordan.
Fuck you, right? Let's laugh at him right in his face. Fuck you.
Bangladesh.
But Bryce, I know, I'll be honest with you. I've been a little hard on you. I have been a little hard. And I know that you come in the house and you get like a droopy face. I see your little droopy face.
That's his normal
And I want to let you know. I know you have a normal droopy face. It's a sad, like, glum. You know what I mean? You know what he looks like? Like, I've seen photos of the Great Depression.
Oh, God.
Like, when they're just standing?
Yeah, where they're waiting in these long lines in New York. He looks like all those guys.
You do have a sad face.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I kept trying not to look at you.
I know.
Like, you're just behind Bobby, and it's like you're just sitting there all wedged in the corner, and you're just kind of like,
Yeah. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, you do have a... Are you sad?
Yeah. You look like a guy who in the back, you know, back in the 1930s, right? You did everything you could. You had three jobs. You worked for the baker delivering, right? Right. You did some printing work, right? And then you also had another job. And then when they crashed, it just destroyed you.
It just didn't work out for you, Bryce.
Right. And you waited in those lines for your family.
I've been through some shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Well... You look like, what if he's a ghost? We're all like, oh, realize it, but he is. He's like from another time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'll wear a Hawaiian shirt. They'll have no idea. instead of my normal factory working clothes that I wear.
Wait, who's on your pocket there?
I've asked this question.
What?
Oh, Kasim.
Kasim G's face on your fucking pocket.
His baby photo.
That's his shirt. Wait, this is a Kasim G shirt.
This is what really worries me about him. So this exact interaction
has happened
with the questions about 6 times.
The same shirt question?
That's why I think early onset Alzheimer's is a thing.
Wait, how often do you wear this shirt? I'm worried.
I don't have early onset Alzheimer's.
Hold on a second, Bryce. Did he ask you the same exact question the last time you wore that shirt?
Yes. What? Yeah. Bobby, do you remember? Do you take a lot of Xanax?
Maybe I am losing. Am I losing my mind?
I think that I will be real with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Your memory has been getting worse and worse.
I know it is, right? Yeah. There might be a problem.
I don't think it's a problem.
No, I don't even know.
You just don't like.
I'll walk into a room and I go, why am I here?
Really?
Yeah.
You know that dream when you were telling that story about the dream catcher?
Yeah.
He was looking at you like it's the first time he's ever heard
it. I remember it. Was. Yeah. And then I had to remind you. I'm like, remember you said the snail would get nightmares? You're like, and then you kind of, I feel like you laughed, but maybe you didn't.
But I remember that so vividly because I was there.
All right. And I swear to God.
And you don't take anything, right?
No. Hey, lady. Hey, lady.
Dog lady.
Oh, I swear to God, I remember that story about the dream catcher.
You do?
I think what it is that I've done 14 hours of podcasts this week.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
I do so many podcasts that it just gets jumbled up in my brain.
How often do you guys post?
It's not this. Tomorrow I have two. You know I mean, Wednesday I have one. The okay. Other people's.
Oh.
That I had the guests. Yes, you know what I mean? Yes. I'm the guest, right?
Yes.
And I talk so much.
You do.
That I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Aww.
You know?
Also, you've lived a lot. You've had a crazy life. Like, you've been performing, doing everything for so many years. No, Tommy's the same way. Like, he's performed forever. Mm. And, like, sometimes he'll look at photos where he, like, I'll be like, where was this? He'll be like, I have no fucking idea.
There we go, yeah. Same thing.
I'm like, you were having the greatest time of your life. Look how happy you were. Like, you're not like almost like 30 here. Like, how do you not remember that? And he's like, I have no clue where I was.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of crazy, yeah. You know? Or like people will meet him and he'll be like, they'll be like, remember, man, we were friends for like 3 years. He'll be like, yeah. What's your name? Like,
yeah.
No, but
yeah.
You know what? As I've gotten older too, my fear is losing really treasured memories if I don't keep revisiting them.
Yeah.
Because like my thing is I don't want to keep revisiting past trauma. So I try to forget a lot of my past.
Yeah.
But what happens, ends up happening is I forget the good parts about it.
Yeah.
And I have a fear of that. Oh. It's starting to fade in my mind.
That's right. Why I take a lot of pictures. If I look at a picture, I can remember. I'd be like, oh, that's where it was. Like,
I'm a smell guy.
Oh.
Yeah, smell is a big thing
smell
for me,
smell is a big
too.
Thing for me. Like, no, it's okay. Okay.
I want to smell Nina. Smell.
Oh, he's sweet. Smells so delicious.
Yum, yum. Yeah,
very delicious. Not in that way. I know it came out weird.
Smells.
Not delicious in that way. More of like a cupcake.
He's like, I'm going to
Not like I'm going to eat that dog. Like, I know it came out wrong, right? Aww. But like, I'll be like downtown, right? Like downtown, like Little Tokyo, like we've already talked about it, in the alleyway to get to my car. And I'll smell like some food, but also some sewage, right? And I'll think of like, oh, the Philippines.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
I wasn't expecting that.
I sort of was expecting that, and it hurt me deeply.
Yeah.
You guys. Aww.
Or if I see mounds of shit somewhere, I go, those are the mountains in Philippines.
Yeah, give him a harder punch.
Stuff like that.
That was too light.
That's too light. Yeah. Yeah.
Or if you hear someone bombing in comedy, you're like, oh, Britney. I'm thinking of Britney.
No. I've never seen you do live.
Really?
Yeah, ever.
Aw, I'll have to do it sometime for you.
What you need to do, and tell Tommy this.
Okay.
Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
From the
Motley Crue.
Whatever. I love him. And I tell Tommy this. Tell Tommy.
You're going to love him.
I know. I can already feel it. I can feel it. Yeah.
It'd be fun.
But tell Tommy to maybe get a house out here too so that you can maybe spend some time.
We're trying, actually. In LA. We're trying to sell this house right
really?
Now. Yes.
Good.
Yeah, we're getting like the whole thing redone and then we're going to put it on the market. And I've been getting him to look at houses like in Encino, a little closer.
So it's
like I'm not as far. Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely doing that.
You should because it's you just kind of disappear and it's like, yeah.
And I'm forgotten about. And it's like, not, unless you follow me on social media, you don't remember me.
But okay, let's plug all
That's
of Britney's
true,
stuff.
Because I have an 8-year-old niece.
Yeah.
And when I said your name, I was like, do you know Britney Furlan? She's yep. like, nope. And then as soon as she's, so first 2 seconds, she goes, I've seen all her vines. Yes, I know exactly who she is. She's 8.
Whoa.
And she lives in the Philippines.
Yeah, she lives in the Philippines. She doesn't even live here.
She doesn't live here.
All those
I'm like huge
you.
In the Philippines. I'm like, what?
Looks
like I'm
you're the probably Philippines. Big yeah. all over the
all
world.
Over
oh.
Yeah, you are.
No.
You're not, you, oh, you don't get fan letters from other countries.
No, I do.
Well, then that, what the fuck did I just say,
but
lady?
Like, for like 4 people.
That's
like,
not true.
You are huge. Norway loves you. And I'm like, this is from the same person 7 times.
Brittany, when my agents go, you have to try to get on more Brittany Furlan fucking vines. You know, when your agents are saying that, yeah. like CAA.
Yeah, but that's when I was like.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Well, now it does.
Sorry. So let's plug your handles.
Guys, just love me, please.
Brittany Furlan what? What's your Instagram?
It's just Brittany Furlan.
You got a follower on Brittany. How many followers do you have?
Only like 2.6 million.
You how many?
2.6 million.
Fucking insane. Right?
And then. Guys, listen to my podcast because you guys were on there. Yes. And actually, you know what's so crazy? I had no idea how big your podcast was until I heard of your podcast and I've
Thank
seen you,
you
guys do it.
Thank
but I
you.
Had no idea how big it was until I looked at the comments on my video that I did with you guys and the numbers were doing crazy. And I was like, what is happening? I was like, oh my gosh. And like, I look at the comments and everyone's like, yeah, slept king in the house. Slept
yes.
king. I'm like, who's slept king?
You're
like,
in his kingdom now.
I know.
Lady.
I'm in the slept kingdom.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
It's so cool. And everyone's like, slept king rules. Like, and I figured out you were slept king. And I thought everyone was just playing a prank on me. I'm like, yeah. Are they making fun of me?
And like, I have certain things to say to you in slept term. We have terms in the slept kingdom.
Okay, mm-hmm. Tell me.
Nosotros papaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people were saying that too. They yeah. were writing that so, on my videos. I was like, what's happening here? Are people cursing?
You know what that means?
Curses on me?
You know what that means?
No.
We are papaya.
No, it's we papaya.
We papaya.
We
papaya. Okay.
Makes sense.
That's what nosotros papaya.
Everyone
means.
Was writing that. It's on right. the video. Did you guys
And what does it mean?
It means
I don't
papaya.
Know.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, I said it one day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I said nosotros papaya one day.
You didn't say it one day. It was part of your mixtape.
I have a mixtape of
Along with Save the Pelicans.
Right, Save the Pelicans.
Very
which
good.
You have to.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Dude.
And stop feeding dolphins lighters.
Who's giving dolphins lighters?
I know, but I've seen videos online where they're like, they open up dolphins and sea creatures and they're filled with plastic straws.
Yeah, plastic, yeah.
You know, and I used Definitely to do that all plastic. The time. You bring like a bunch of big lighters to the ocean.
As an offering?
It, as, you know, I threw it in their mouths, not thinking it was going to be, you know, but it's not good
for
them.
They wanted to smoke some seaweed.
They don't like it.
Ooh.
Dad joke.
We really have to change the environment. We really have to figure out this thing. We got to save the dogs. We got to do all kinds of stuff.
All the animals need to be saved.
Where are we at time-wise?
Past the rom-com. 90 minutes.
Oh,
that's insane.
Too much.
I really appreciated that about your podcast. I was so quick in and out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My guys are like, wrap it up. I get like a big sign. We got another one coming in. They churn me out. Like, I'm yeah. like, oh, no. So
no,
I'm
you
like
shouldn't do that either, though.
I know. I get like no free, like.
Britt, why can't you just do it? You have the means.
Yeah.
And the opportunity to do it in a place
yeah.
where you can, it's your place.
Yeah.
You can do it as long as you want.
Yeah.
People work for you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be in a place where they go, hey, fucking, if he did that to me, I go, oh, you want to lose your wrist? Because I'll chop it off, you fucking fucker. Right? Don't ever do this. Good. If they ever do that, they're fucking Britney Furlan. I didn't know who they were when I went in there.
Really?
Who are they? Nothing. I love them. They're probably good people.
They are good. I will say I do love it because like, they do get me a lot of brand deals, which I was not getting for a while. So I'm right. very grateful.
You could do
that.
It on your own. That's fine.
Yeah, but
it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I forgive them. But
I love you. That's really sweet.
I'm just so, you know what, you know, it's like, it's funny. We don't have a lot of, I'd like more women to be guests.
Yeah. Aw, you should have more women.
I know, but it's like, I'm very picky about it,
yeah,
you know,
a lot of women.
And you're just a no-brainer to me. Like, and we were like so excited. I'm so glad you killed it. We love you so much here.
I love you guys. We really I was actually so excited when you asked me.
Yeah.
And then I was hoping Tommy would come, but he was like all nervous. I was be nervous.
I would love to do one with him.
Both of you.
Yeah,
us two and you two.
Totally
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
But I just really just consider yourself my sister.
Aw, I love that. I love you guys.
Give a round of applause. That was the longest. I honestly, I could have done another 30 minutes, and also that was the longest we've ever got. I feel like that was the longest.
I have to pee so bad.
Go to the bathroom.
Really?
We'll be right back with some.
Yeah, because usually, like sometimes 30 minutes in, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. No, I'm out.
Ooh, this is her house.
Like I'm out.
All right, that's her house.
What happened?
Nope, it's her house.
What happened?
Hey guys, what an awesome episode with Brittany. That was fun. Thanks to everyone who wrote us an iTunes review this week. You helped us get to top 30. And if you haven't yet, please leave us a review. And thanks again to our sponsors, Blue Apron, ShipStation, Helix, and 23, and me. Start making delicious, brag-worthy meals today. Go to blueapron.com/belly for $60 off. For your free ShipStation trial, go to ShipStation.com and use the code belly. Make ship happen. Take your sleep quiz and get up to $125 off your customized mattress at helixsleep.com/belly and see what your genes say at 23andme.com/tigerbelly. And if you'd like to see the Slept King live, Bobby will be in Cleveland, Ohio, August 15th through 17th, Denver, Colorado, August 22nd through 24th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, September 12th through 14th, and he'll also be in Portland, Oxnard, San Antonio, Arlington, and Omaha, and Brea, California. You can go to BobbyLive.com to get more info and grab them before they're gone. And if you want Tiger Belly in your life, and if you're listening now, you obviously do, because we're Tiger Belly. You're a papaya. And this is the Slap Kingdom. Get more premium audio episodes every week only at patreon.com/tigerbelly. Guys, we love you. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.